QR code and win. Injured? Take back control of your life. Call Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE.
1025, The Bone. Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2 St. Pete. Live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio.
If I could just have your attention.
Ah, there we go. Showtime!
We're about to witness the greatest miracle of the machine age.
It's a cat named Mo. On 102.5 The Bone.
We got Dizzy in here with us today, tonight, if you will. Always a blast. Time to talk about the stand-up special I'm shooting at Sidesplitters Tampa on June 30th, 4 p.m. June 30th. We'll be shooting it live. Excuse me while I whip this out. That is the show, and Spike will concur. That is damn near sold out. I'm telling you this. Not only to mention it's my birthday show, because my birthday is Wednesday, but we're going to call it Sunday, so y'all can be in one place to bring my copious bottles of bourbon. I need bourbon, people. Don't show up without bourbon. But show up ready to laugh. So it's going to be a fun time, and we do have some seats available because Dizzy broke ass ain't going to go.
I like how you're like, I got to be careful with drinking. Bring me bourbon.
I still got the weekends. The weekends belong to Michelob.
Hey, go for it, brother.
Mokalob.
It's the lifestyle change.
Yeah. I'm just going to adjust the hours. I'm not going to get rid of it. So anyway, sidesplitterscomedy.com, or you can find the link on any of my social medias. I've posted it once a week for the last 4 weeks. Today, last week, maybe twice. So you can find the ticket link. And I'm telling you, I think there's seven tables left. Seven tables left in this joker. It's going to be a fun time. Redo debut of Spike on the mic. Throwing his hot 7 to 10 up there. I think Spike, I'm looking at the video from the last time we attempted this when the audio went bad and I came up after you. I can't use you because you, as you know, that audio is just, you can't even hear anything. But you can kind of hear the audio with me talking about you. I think I might post that as my final little bit of, hey, come on out and see
all
us.
All right.
By the way, I mean, your boys? We getting anything from them?
Oh yeah, we have at least two tables now.
Okay, all right,
And actually, I was with them yesterday, Sunday. Yeah, we were talking about it, and I was saying, well, maybe I just, because them jokers missed. I said, maybe I just buy two more tables, and y'all just give me the money back. And they said, all right, yeah, but you know,
yeah, man, they ain't gonna give you the money back. What you? Oh, but they will show. It's more important that they show up. They're gonna show up. They got the bookmarked.
The thing is that we have a game 12 o'clock Sunday.
Right.
So that's the issue. I'm not going to the game. I told him I gotta prepare.
Right. Obviously. Yeah. So you're thinking they're gonna
they say, well, we're gonna be there a stank after the game.
It doesn't matter.
Dating.
Yeah. How long is the game? If it starts at 12,
they'll be done by 2:30.
Okay. So
3 o'clock at the latest.
And they're mostly around the area,
I'm
assuming. Okay. All right.
Water.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Just give them a reminder now. The last thing we want is to sell out and we don't have the asses in the seats, you know.
You already got the money.
We're taping it. We want that sold out crowd aura, you know what I mean? What was it, you, Dizzy, or you, Spike, that was talking about something?
But the restaurant.
Yeah. I've been wanting to bring this up and talk about this. I'm glad you're here, Mr. Dizman. But I want to know what y'all know about.
It's not like you call me Desmond. But continue. Go ahead.
There's a restaurant in Chicago, in St. Louis, called Bliss. Dizzy may have heard about it.
Yeah, but it's Caribbean.
It's, right? it's a Caribbean upscale
Caribbean man.
Missouri
gonna eat that buffet man.
What are you doing? What accent is that?
Crawfish man.
Just because you ended in man doesn't mean it's Caribbean.
Shut your bamba ass up.
Okay. Damn, everybody cussing me out today. You, Joe, Bob. Man. So anyway, there's a thing called, what about the sex, age discrimination? Anyway, this restaurant here, these people open it up, these tall people. And what it is they do not allow, if you, a man under 35 or a woman under 30 are not allowed to go and dine in their particular restaurant.
Under 35?
Yeah, if they think you look under, like if I go up, no, you 36. Have to be. If I go up to there and I'm 36, but they think, okay, well, he looks younger than that, they'll ID me. And if I'm under the age, which I'm not, they'll be like, get to stepping.
Yes. And then they interviewed the guy, the owner. Like I saw the commercial. Well, the
commercial.
The
interview?
The story.
And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to establish a different type of clientele here. I don't want no baggy shorts. Hats all back. He says, you know, if a guy is 35, they're usually past that stage of clowning and all that. And women, you know, they're mostly like, when they get to 30, they're usually sophisticated. And I'm all for it. But then I was wondering, how does he get around age discrimination?
What are you talking about?
You're not supposed to be discriminated because of age.
Well, it's his business. He has the right to refuse whoever he wants.
Can he refuse white people, short people?
No, it's not a race thing.
But that's race. You can't
set an age cap the same way.
I don't know that there's an age law on the books saying you can't.
There is. A company cannot say I'm not going to hire you because you're old.
That's hiring.
They can't openly say that.
They can say
hiring.
They can say we don't want you in here.
Yeah.
They have a policy of no kids. You bring a kid in, they can say you're not allowed in.
Yeah. As a restaurant, while you can't discriminate based upon race, I don't know that you can't tell somebody you're too young to come in here.
Go the other way with it, I would assume. If there's any law, it's probably like, you can't just be like, you can't bring your old ass in here. They probably have it like an age restriction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Right. Because you can do 21 and over nightclubs. You're allowed to do that.
But that's because of the federal law about drinking.
No. There are places that serve alcohol, Spike, that still allow 18-year-olds in there. 17-year-old kids in there.
Yeah, so you can go to the club.
And Hooters,
You can still drink there.
Yeah, but
they'll just like draw an X and you put a little thing and you're able to drink, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But they could say no.
Yeah.
So I think it's stupid. You're turning away
a lot of people
at that age. If anything, put it at like 20. You know what I mean? No one under 20 is allowed in or something.
I can see no kids. I know there are restaurants that say no kids in here. And I get that. You're going for a certain atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I understand that and I respect that. Yeah, 30. I mean, 35. 35
for men, 30 for women.
It's Caribbean food. It's not like that's like the top cuisine. I love Caribbean food, but not a lot of people do. Two, it's in Missouri, right?
Not a big Caribbean population in Missouri.
So that's a draw.
But you know what? That makes sense, though. That makes sense. Missouri right now is proving itself to be full of a bunch of wackadoos. Pretty country, but it's full of a bunch of wackadoos. Yeah.
Well, the owner, he said, he is quoted saying, this policy helps us maintain a sophisticated atmosphere and uphold our standards and support of sustainability for our unique environment.
You got a question, like,
lawyer told you that.
What happened before that? He's like, put an age on this.
He had a barbecue joint and went down. But like I said, in the article I saw, it's a nice upscale looking place. So I'm thinking they should be one any dollar they can.
Now,
I don't know how long they've been open. Well, let me see if it tells you when. They opened May 2024.
Oh, so they're about to be closed. Okay. It's not long.
Although this TV article probably gave them some Lisa Mo Pub, right?
There's just no way that you're saying we want people above 30, 35, that you're going to get enough people going, ooh, I think that's cool, so let's go there.
Yeah.
Because there'll be nobody 30. Did you say it was unsustainable? I don't think it's sustainable.
No, I don't think it is. Yeah.
Although, Eight on Your Side guys that were there. Of course, they went and interviewed. There was like four guys sitting at a table. And man, I love this here. We can sit here. We don't have to worry about our backs. You know, these everybody here is sophisticated. Of course.
They're going to be some plants.
You eating plantains what is Caribbean food? Give me some other example.
I'm going to help you insult my Caribbean culture. Man,
help me insult
you. Help you roast me.
Help me roast you. And I go eat the, you know, it's just weird. But it's like you say, while I can't name, it's not the most sophisticated of foods. And even if you're like, yeah, I like different. This atmosphere, how many days a week are you really going to eat Caribbean food?
And I don't think there's ever been, like, have you ever went to Melanie and be like, yo, there's this new place we should check out? No one under 35. So, like, it's not a draw that you'd be.
No, some women might really dig that. They say, you know, we can go there and find us a mature man. We ain't got to worry about the yuppies.
But if it was that, they were trying to get more of the singles and, oh, it's a great place to meet people. Wouldn't you just make that one night at a certain hour? It's like, oh, we're shutting down early because tonight is our over 35, you know, that type of thing.
I ain't trying to meet nobody over coconuts. Y'all eat coconuts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, them old ladies probably trying to get banged down, get them groove back, you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
probably
dude.
With
no,
a young
no.
buck.
Yeah.
I said buck with a B just for the record.
Right. No, I can see a woman saying, I know there's going to be some catches here. I ain't got to worry about these jitterbugs. So I can go here, you know, where I know the men are going to be mature.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that as a joke. And now, I would go.
Give him some of that jerk chicken, y'all.
Yeah. He's still trying.
Yeah. And he's losing the accent more and more.
Oh, Mon on the end
of it. Yeah. Give me some of that jerk chicken, Mon.
Oh, he's back.
You know that me tell anything I eat.
Why does he sound like Dracula? Most Jamaican sounds Dracula. One bubble clot, two bubble clots.
I do the worst accents. Worst impressions ever. It's weird. It's weird. But again, I'm telling you, you'd have to look it up for yourself. But Missouri right now is,
most
tolerant of places.
So I'm going to keep an eye on this restaurant called Bliss, BLISS. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'll get y'all some updates on it.
Yeah, please do.
But you know what? I just thought about it. I'm going to St. Louis. Ooh, next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if it's...
They ain't gonna ID you.
If I keep a hat on...
Oh, is that what all it is? Okay.
Oh, wait, we're talking about Missouri. I'm thinking Montana. Montana's got the wackadoos. I'm in the wrong region.
I don't know if I
can speak on Missouri like that.
What's in Montana?
Wackadoos.
Didn't you hear me?
I'm trying to say... Because, you know, every state has it known.
But see, Montana? That makes more sense... the Caribbean place, as opposed to like Montana. I mean, because you do have, you know.
Why?
Because you do it. Because Louisiana-based food. Wait, no, that's New Orleans.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
I don't know. Where the hell is Missouri? That's where I'm going. I'm going to look at the map and figure out where the F Missouri is.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Stream Real Raw Radio live anytime on the free 102.5 The Bone app.
Not sure what to do after a car accident? Don't stall the call. Just call 1-800-ASK-GARY. It's a free accident helpline to get you going in the right direction. Real people, free referrals, anytime, day or night. And tell them Roz sent you.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more. More offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Hey, welcome to the IKEA Midsummer Sale.
Hello.
Save up to 50% on outdoor furniture and indoor essentials and have your best summer.
Oh, how about storage for my inflatable flamingos?
We've got you covered. Let's turn your space into a summer haven with space for birds.
Awesome.
Visit us in store from June 12th to July 9th or at IKEA-USA.com/midsummer. Offer valid dates may vary. U.S. only while supplies last. Selection may vary by store and online. See store on IKEA-USA.com/midsummer for complete terms. Restrictions apply.
When you call me for an injury case, you don't pay a dime unless we win. The call and the advice are always free. Injured on the go, just call Mo. 866-CALL-MO. Mo DeWitt, Tampa's injury attorneys.
At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
The all-new Furman Ford, Clearwater's big Ford store, is now open. Celebrate with us with no payments all summer with the purchase of any new 2023 or 24 Ford Bronco, Bronco Sport, Edge, Escape, Expedition, or Explorer in stock. Furman Ford on US 19 in Clearwater. FurmanFord.com.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
In 1776, President John Adams predicted July 4th would be celebrated with fireworks across America. Well, Phantom Fireworks has been perfecting backyard celebrations for 50 years. Phantom has over 1,200 locations with every type of fireworks available by law. Our fireworks are brighter, louder, and the safest your family can buy. Phantom Fireworks, lighting up backyards of America from coast to coast. Visit your Phantom showroom at one of our two Tampa locations. Click fireworks.com for showroom specials, coupons, and a location near you.
Now, back to Real Raw Radio, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE.
Get in. Cat Nemo Show with Spike on the mic. We got Dizzy in here with us as well. Just about 30 minutes ago, two segments, and we're going to turn you over to Johnny Bell, a.k.a. Johnny B, who always has a lot to talk about coming off of the weekend, because he does a lot over the weekends. I cannot believe he did not do a show. Speaking of shows, June 30th, Sunday, 4 p.m., Side Splitters, Tampa. Excuse me while I whip this out. Make sure you get your tickets because it will sell out. From my boy Steve Reynolds, who will be at the show and is also listening, who also says, Spike, you're right about age discrimination. And it's age selectivity, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. How the Dizzy.
Yep.
You need to check this out. Trust me. How the Music Got Free. That's what it's called.
How the Music Got Free.
You need to as well. It's on Paramount Plus.
You know what's going to happen? Me and Spike are going to watch, and this Joker won't watch.
I'm 15 minutes from done. It's two. Oh, okay. It's two episodes, and I'm on the second one, and I'm 15 minutes from done.
Write this down. What I'm looking at?
How the Music Got Free. Eminem.
Is it a documentary about a band?
I'm trying to tell him. Oh. Eminem and LeBron James got together and produced this. It's about how the advent of the internet
just started. LeBron James is a basketball player, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure you did mean to say LeBron James. Because for all I knew, you was like
Boney James.
Yeah, it's Method Man or something from. Like, man, shut up.
Of course, I don't get hurt. How Music Got Free. Here, hold on. This will tell you what it's about right here. Listen. Oh, shoot.
I mean, hold on a second. It's how the
Such
music,
a professional.
How music got free.
Oh, they went to slave talk.
Yeah, they did. All right, here we go.
I didn't understand the internet yet. I thought Yahoo, when Napster first came about, I didn't understand the internet yet. I thought Yahoo was a person.
99 was really the biggest year. When the CD business took off, everyone got fat.
You could sell 600-700 million CDs a year.
You had to fly Walmart CD holder on your visor.
It was kind of like printing money. That was the business that we were in for years.
But we talk about what went wrong. What went wrong for who? The artist or the industry?
The music industry had always been really concerned about piracy. Once file sharing technology came along, they understood, though, that everything that had come before was nothing.
People just started ripping music and sharing it.
All that work, writing it, recording it, tweaking it. Now these songs leak. And I'm like,
we're blaming our friends.
Get the f*** off my phone.
First, I was like, I'm going to take just one. And I said, f*** this. This Mary J. Blige.
They smuggle them out in food trays and metal belt buckles.
I ain't feel bad.
I feel bad.
They wanted me to be good. They'd have paid me more.
As soon as you
remember those two, because they are hilarious. I feel bad a lot. They wanted me to be good. They should have paid me good.
If I was turning the record, you could set a stopwatch for how soon it was going to leak.
Maybe they don't know that this is completely illegal.
I don't even know. Is there a statute of limitation on this before I start saying that I was downloading and I was a part of Napster?
The music industry was flailing.
That's where we put on helmets, like we were at war.
17 FBI agents surrounded our apartment complex.
Here's what you don't understand: if music should be free, I have an entire army of people that need their paycheck.
It's one of the biggest exports America has, and it's going out of business.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Dudes, right? That sounds pretty good. It's Paramount Plus, how music got free. I always thought I was under the false impression that, okay, it was Napster, because that's what we heard first. I mean, Napster predated you, I think, Dizzy.
What? But, I know Napster.
I mean, no, I know you know it, but you probably weren't of the age to be downloading music.
Yes, I was.
You are? Okay, well, there you go.
When it first started,
I stand correct. So that, and I'm thinking, okay, Napster opened the floodgates. Napster didn't open the floodgates. Napster was just a part of like four or five.
They had the best
name. Yeah, they had the best name. They're like,
I use LimeWire.
LimeWire, I remember that.
That came a little after, didn't it?
It was all in the same umbrella.
Kind of in the same. I think Napster, and it breaks it down in this documentary.
What was like 0102 Napster hit?
Yeah, Napster got popular first, I think. But LimeWire was the best of them.
And that did movies. Did Napster do movies? I think it was just MP3s.
I think Napster was just MP3s. Yeah. But Napster. The thing is, they didn't develop the MP3s or this or that. They just developed a program that allowed you to store all of the MP3s in one space. It's guys behind the scenes, kids even, that built up this system to where they were first trying to just get video games. And then some guy did something with music, and I don't want to give it away. And then they're like, oh, well, we can kind of do this. And then the two factory, then there was like a depressed town, like say a Detroit after the auto industry left. And then they had a plant that was no longer in service. And that's where the CDs started getting manufactured. And you know, I ain't trying to say it was, you know, they had some country. Yeah. It was country ghetto.
How long are the episodes?
One is like an hour, 15. It's a real easy watch.
Okay.
It's quick. You could watch it both episodes in one sitting. But it's interesting because it just goes from here. Now you're here. Now you're here. And it's really, really interesting tracking, you know, how we got up to the point now where, and you feel for the artists. It's like, the artists are like, we need to be paid. But people really were legitimately, hey man, it's music. It should be free.
Spike.
Yes.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, when I was explaining a documentary.
Yes.
And Mo said, you said the whole thing.
Yes.
Hold on.
What's he doing right now?
All I'm doing
still
is
what's, talking about
I'm telling you
about
what it's about,
it.
Though. I'm telling you what. No, you was like, and then
you
he put the fork
you
in.
You just said. You just.
Because I know it's going to be two people.
No, I'll tell you about those two people. Yeah,
yeah, we know you're going to spoil it all, Mo.
But that's just so funny. Yeah, they didn't want me. They want me to be good.
Still going. Still going.
Yeah. One day, Debo showed up at the house with some ribs, and he's like, I need you to get me the new Jay-Z.
Now I'm not going to laugh when I see it.
Yeah, you know the joke now.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, exactly what I
Who is E-O-M?
Dude, I was messing with this dude. I said, what's your name? What's your name?
Hey,
what's your name? I said, I'm going to put it like I heard you say it.
What's your name?
Tom, like Thomas.
Thomas. Hey, Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, do you guys remember when you used to have those cassette players and you used to record songs on the radio and you had to time it just right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. Walkman.
Absolutely. And they talk about that. And this is what, thank you, by the way, Tom. This is what a lot of people don't understand. People were ripping music prior to the internet because you would tape it off the radio. With the advent of the home cassette recorder.
Yes, I hated that.
Yeah, yeah. It was problematic, but, you know, if you...
Because
you're putting together, you putting together a mixtape for that little honey.
But the problem with that is, you know how the DJs would talk over it until they hit the post.
You're right about that. They do talk about that, but they also do it in
his documentary.
They talk about how the cassettes,
he's telling what's good.
But I'm saying they talk about it. I ain't saying what you say, what they say. James, go ahead.
Yeah, so, Mo, let's go back into high school for me. I've probably destroyed, I'd say, 5 computers due to Napster, LimeWire, Morpheus, Kazaa, ShareBear. I went through every single one of them. Actually, I grew up in San Mateo, California, where Napster started. They were actually in the Bank of America building near downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Central Park is where the MTV did the interview with Lars from Metallica. I remember when all of that stuff was going on. They were passing out stickers at our high school for Napster before, like as a launch thing. They were doing t-shirts.
Right.
I mean, it was a big thing where I was from and the many viruses that came with it too. Yes, sir.
So Napster was a legitimate company for stealing music?
No, it wasn't legitimate.
It was in a building. That's where they did their stuff, though.
Spike, you know how many illegitimate businesses are in buildings?
In plain sight? No.
Crack houses are legitimate. Yeah, they have
restaurants that are fronts from the mafia.
Yeah. But Jane said they were in the Bank of America building or something, and they had office spaces and all that.
Yeah.
They had t-shirts and commercials.
You know what you need to rent an office? Money.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Jordan Belfort had a whole building.
All you need is money to rent an office. And you can do whatever you want in there.
But you had their name on the wall, and they
you walk right through the main, like right when you go through the main doors, you go over to the elevator. It had their name with what floor they were on.
Yeah,
see, I thought Napster was like LimeWire was underground kind of thing, just internet only.
That was in a garage, and then
to a degree, it was, but then I ain't going to say nothing because y'all gonna be telling I'm giving away stuff. I'm
you
up to
already.
The point where
you
the
need a place to put your servers.
Absolutely.
Can't put servers in your basement, so you got to get office space so you can put more servers.
Right, fry out the grid.
I don't think it was a place where people could just walk in and go, hey, give me the new M&M. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just where the servers were and where, you know, people were coordinating. The thing I'm wondering how they paid for it, though, Spike, because I'm talking to you as well, because they didn't really charge you anything. It wasn't subscription or anything. It was the guys that were at the CD factory that was, you know, selling $5 here, $5 there for their people and all of that, or at the barber shop. But people, you know, Napster wasn't charging you anything to download music. So I don't necessarily know how they survived like that.
Just pirating, I guess. mommy and daddy's money, maybe. I mean, yeah, it was right. So long ago, I don't remember exactly who the people were, but that would be my guess.
Listen, they're all in the documentary, and most of them say, listen, we had one caveat to get access to this and to that, and that was like not to sell it, not to make money. They looked at themselves as Robin Hood, although you're Robin, you know, music. You know, if somebody goes through the trouble of writing and recording music, you know, they need to be compensated. So I don't know where they got the music should be free from. You know.
Hey, man, I'm still mad that I waited 8 hours to download Crawling in the Dark by Linkin Park and it wasn't even the right song.
Oh, dude, they talk about how when the internet speed first came up, like it'd take you forever. It wasn't until the MP3 and the compression. That went.
Is this
crazy.
In a documentary?
No, it's not. I'm just that's something I read. Thank
you. You know
James.
What's interesting? This is gonna sound like a stupid name to you guys. Remember the name Soulja Boy? That Soulja Boy up in the
yeah.
That song, he went on and put it on those streaming platforms, but under different songs. So he looked up whatever's the most streamed songs. Britney Spears, One More Time. He put his song in there under that title, and you download it, and you get
his
it wrong.
Song. Oh,
yeah. And it's like, yeah, he's going to piss people off, but it only takes a couple people to like it.
That's it. I actually love this song. I think this is the one.
Is that illegal?
No.
No.
Yeah, I was just thinking, no.
Well, I mean, it's all, you know, sharing music is illegal.
Yeah.
No, if I call myself Denzel Washington.
Well, this.
This came later, later, when he got his fame.
Yeah. All right. I just love this song.
It was very catchy when it first came out. Yeah.
He's still around?
Not really. Not really at all.
Man, that's a bold move to do that. Put your name on the bad album.
Hey, listen.
That's a smart way to promote yourself, though.
Yeah, but look at what U2 did. Remember when everybody woke up and U2 had downloaded their whole album
on
Apple your
phone?
And people were hot.
People were pissed.
How you get mad at a free album?
Yeah, really.
Well, it's an invasion of privacy.
It's not even just an invasion.
It's my phone.
It's like, I don't want you storing on my phone. I can't even delete it.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like no way to delete it for the longest time.
Oh, it wasn't with new purchase?
No. They just put it on your phone.
If you had an iPhone, you woke up and it was in your music.
What? Yeah.
I thought you could delete it if you wanted.
I don't think you could delete it right away. I think they had to do an update.
Or you had people were like, drilling down.
How did you do that? Exactly. Apple, technology, the internet. All right. We'll be back. Final segment. Cat Name Mo Show. Yeah. With Spike on the mic.
It's a cat named Mo. Named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.
On the machine!
You hooked me up with tickets to the show!
Hey, it's Bert Kreischer, Tampa's favorite son. Even I don't have any tickets left for my show at the Mahaffey Theater, but do you know who does? My number one best friend, Mike Calta. Keep listening to the Mike Calta Show and win tickets and party with me, the machine.
Keep listening to the Mike Calta Show to win.
Now? You gotta party with me.
Top priority of the summer.
The Mike Calta Show. On 102.5 The Bone.
Listen Sunday mornings 10 to 11 for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer. Sunday 10 to 11 a.m. on WHPT 102.5 The Bone. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
We can't always hide from storm season, and Fence Outlet wants you to be safe in a storm. Did you know using a simple padlock or zip tie can help to stop your gates from slamming in the wind and causing damage to your fence? For more tips from Florida's number one fence company, visit fenceoutlet.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-204-4240. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-204-4240.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join 102.5 The Bone and Bud Light, the official beer of the UFC, Saturday night, June 29th for the UFC 303 Watch Party at Riveters on Dale Mary in Tampa. Watch the fight, score UFC merch, and enjoy Bud Light specials. Details at TheBoneOnline.com.
Now, take the bone everywhere with the iHeartRadio app.
It's fantastic.
Stay connected to all your favorite shows, all streaming live anytime and anywhere. Now, take the bone everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Stay connected to all your favorite shows all day and all night. Download the iHeartRadio app for free for your smartphone or tablet now. 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio. Right now on The Bone, it's a cat named Mo. It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.
Back, final segment. I'm a cat named Mo, Spike on the mic here. Diz in with us. What do you got planned for the after show tomorrow, Diz?
What do I have?
Yeah, no, what do you got planned? Anything? Are you make it up as you go?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
No, I go, I know you aren't used to this with him. But I like to use Ethan to the full of his potential. So
anything I do on the rock show that I had him on as a co-host before you.
We do show prep together.
What do you think we do on the rock show?
You give him the workload.
Yeah, really. Are you telling we're going to talk about some rock band?
Yeah.
Hey, don't matter how you prep as long as you get there.
Never lie.
As long as you get from 6 to 8 or from 4 to 6, it doesn't matter. Corey Cardinal been out.
Corey Cardinal, he's kind of like the same way JoJo. They have a full-time job here that's not this.
Right.
So that trumps whatever I got going on. But when they're free, they slide in.
All right. Fair enough.
I love having them in.
I listen when I can. I actually can pretty much most of the time listen to all of it. I'm typically in the gym around that time. So, I hate when I mention I'm in the gym. Because he know he need to be in there, too.
You ain't never lied.
Glad you ain't eating ice cream today, though.
Yeah, right? Oh, he got a pint on the ready.
Yeah, you did get a BOGO, right?
Yeah. Ain't no mistake about that.
Right. All right, one more thing. Before we go, I know I'm glad you're here because this is a kind of a sports question. And I know Mo is, you know, a sports guy. He only got it claim he had a sports show.
I didn't claim. I'm the only guy that
had a show, too.
He's not your own, but you shared it with people. But go ahead.
How do you feel about this? Okay, so last night I'm sitting at the bar, and I'm watching the baseball game. And there's a couple next to me, two chairs over, and there's a girl. She has no idea how baseball is played. Because I heard her boyfriend, a date, explaining to her, it would be every pitch. And she says, so what happened? He says, what happened? He's supposed to hit the ball, swing it, and he hit a foul ball. She said, what happened there? He says, you have to hit the ball between these lines here, and you get four pitches in it. And I'm thinking, there's actually people in this world. And she was drinking a martini, so she had to been of age. How can people in this world not know what sports are? Then I thought, well, sometimes I watch soccer.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so you have probably experienced that a lot, don't you? Like, people don't actually know what's going on.
Of course.
They're watching the TV.
Yeah. Even sports like, I don't know baseball to the extent you know, but I feel like I could explain most of the stuff to someone that would ask. Like, if I was on a date with a girl, she's like, all right, well, what happened here? How come that doesn't count? Like you said, it was a foul ball. That's not a thing, right. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, why did he strike out on that? Foul ball still counts. You still get to keep hitting until you strike out type thing. Like, I would know some of that stuff.
But that was the thing. I had two mixed emotions about that. I was thinking, that girl would get annoying. Because it was almost every pitch.
Yes and
that
no.
That something different happened.
Because here's the way I look at it.
And where she come from?
If I'm dating a girl and she knows nothing about soccer, and we go on a date and she's asking me questions, and even to that extent, you might get annoyed. But to me, if I like the girl, I'm thinking, oh, she's showing an interest. She wants to like this or at least know what's going on for my sake. I would be kind of into that. I'd be cool with it. Now if I kept having to tell her stuff, I'd be like, bitch, I just told you that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right, but they obviously, I don't know whether they were on a new date because they were holding hands, sitting at the bar.
Nah, that's a new date. You hold hands at the bar.
He had his hand on her thigh, and her hand was on his hand, and I'm like, okay. And then she put her head on his shoulder.
Damn, you were watching them for a minute,
yeah,
brother.
I know, I'd have turned around, why'd you take a picture? Yeah.
He's like, so then they drove home, and they were holding hands in the family room. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. I guess because it bugged me to no end that
someone had love?
What?
That's what it looked like.
There was a connection. Yeah. Somebody actually enjoyed going out with their significant other. No, what bugged you?
It was just that woman, because they were there one chair over, and he would pitch the ball, and the guy wouldn't swing. And she said, so what is that? He says, well, he gets three strikes, yeah. And then he fouled the ball. Because she was genuinely confused, and she did have a foreign accent. She was
right,
and then nothing that bugged me.
Well, I don't know that I'm sorry. Did I go?
You go ahead.
I was just gonna say I don't know that I would be bothered by someone not knowing the game, but if I'm sitting there and someone's having to explain every aspect of it, that could get annoying.
Yeah,
that's
what it was.
If I'm on a date, not upset. Like I said, I'd probably be into it because you're showing an interest. Now, if me and Mo were at the game, he kept asking me, I'd be like, you better Google it, dog.
Right,
like,
but Diz, y'all not at a date. Y'all at a restaurant and it's on TV.
Okay, but even that, if I'm into the game and she's like sees I'm into the game and she wants to show an interest.
Hey, why he fell down? Why he kicked the ball?
Was it a sports bar?
No, it was at a barbecue joint.
Okay, so they didn't come there to watch the game. The game just happened to be
correct.
On.
Correct. We had a couple of TVs in the game.
Right,
on.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, like, that would be a way I would show an interest in something she likes. Like, women, what are they like? Like, if there was a sandwich competition, I would ask her, oh, how did that sandwich get made?
Hellman's of mayonnaise?
Yeah. What was the purpose of that?
Hellman's of mayonnaise.
No, but seriously, I would show an interest probably in what she's doing. Unless it got really bored. Like, if she was into something weird, like Jersey Shore series, I'm like, I'm not gonna sit and watch this stupid thing.
But you, and I'm thinking, I'm using you because you know soccer, you watch soccer, you enjoy soccer.
Yeah.
And I can, and then the woman will say, she'll ask you, you know, just soccer questions. Just after every the ball go out of bounds. Why did he pick it up and throw it over there? And then they kick it over the goal and they get a free kick. And you watching the game with satisfaction. You wouldn't be like, shut up.
I see what you're saying, though. It kind of takes you out of it. You're trying to, you know, be in there and you got to answer these questions now every time. I get what you're saying.
You know, it wouldn't take you out of it if he had a girl himself.
You understand? Yeah, I mean, what that could lead to. Yeah,
if you had a girl to focus on, you wouldn't have to focus on this.
That's the bartender's fault for not being hot.
Basically, what we're getting down to is Mike bitching about him being lonely.
At the people at Hooters he watches. Yeah, it was Hooters, I assume?
No, it was a barbecue joint in Lakeland. And then there was a guy sitting on the other side.
How many people were you just sitting watching?
When you had a bar, that what happens. He was at the corner on the other side of the bar, and he was obviously trying to sell something. So he asked the guy, "What you doing?" The guy said something. And check this next statement out. He says, "Oh, and you must be a model." I said, "Gag me with a spoon. Come on, dude."
Spike's never said nothing like
that. Yeah, it was like, Spike, those are like your lines.
Yeah, that's straight out the Spike playbook.
Yeah.
Come on, man. How you going to hate
on that? He got mad because Spike got mad because he